Mix 107.3.
Good Sunday morning and welcome to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani, and as always on DMV Spotlight, we highlight wonderful people and organizations that are doing great things in the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area. And this morning, our guest on the line is Cassandra Jackson. She is the founder and executive director of the Backpack Project, Inc. nonprofit organization. Good morning, Cassandra. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here on DMV Spotlight. And for people who may not be familiar with the Backpack Project, Inc. nonprofit organization, can you give us a little history on your organization and what it is that you focus on in your mission?
Sure. So the Backpack Project, Inc. is a local nonprofit organization, and we're devoted to addressing the educational supply needs of area children. And we do that by providing new backpacks, school supplies, school uniforms, and we also host a mentoring program called the Backpack Buddies, and that's for kids in 4th through 7th grade. We primarily focus in Ward 8, that's southeast, east of the river. So we provide our services to those students.
All right, that is awesome. If you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. Our guest on the line this morning is Cassandra Jackson. She is the executive director and founder of the Backpack Project, Inc. nonprofit organization. Now, you mentioned the mission for your organization. Now, can you tell me, you're from D.C., and you mentioned that you specifically focus on certain areas of Washington, D.C. Now, can you explain?
Sure. So I grew up, I'm a native Washingtonian, as you mentioned, and I grew up in Southeast D.C., early in the Ward A community, and just wanted to give back to that community. I know the lack in resources and support that that community has, and so I felt like my program would best benefit that community in which they helped to shape and mold me to be the person that I am today.
All right. And how long has the organization been in existence?
We've been in existence since 2009, so roughly 7 years or so. And since that time, we've provided backpacks to over 3,000 students, and our mentoring program, Backpack Buddies, has served at least 100 kids have gone through the program.
All right. That is awesome. And again, the name of the organization is the Backpack Project, Inc. nonprofit organization, and you specifically said that you provide backpack and school supplies to children going back to school. So as far as receiving donations, do you do that year-round, or how does that happen?
So we donate backpacks twice a week. We do it in the summertime in August, you know, to prepare the kids for the first day of school. And then we do another replenishment of supplies in December. That's to get the kids through the second half of the year. Our backpacks are a little different. I know you are used to hearing about backpack drives, but our organization is a little different in that it's year-round. And in addition to a new backpack and school supplies, we also provide a school uniform, a shirt and a pants or a skirt. And then we do a book, a reading book, and a writing journal, because we try to encourage reading and writing outside of the classroom setting. And then oftentimes, in the Ward A community, it's difficult for the kids to get school uniforms for school, so that's why we provide those too. Just, we want to just make sure that the kids are fully prepared and ready to just focus on learning on the first day of school.
All right. Again, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. Our guest on the line is Cassandra Jackson. She is the executive director and founder of the Backpack Project, Inc. nonprofit organization, and we're talking about the mission and some of the services that the organization offers. And you mentioned that the organization has been in existence since 2009, and you mentioned you also have a mentoring program. So that's been about roughly 7 years that the organization has been in existence. So do you have children that have been in the program since the inception, and you've seen them grow and develop?
Yes, our program has been in existence for roughly 7 years. So we've been donating backpacks during that time, but our mentoring program, Backpack Buddies, has been in existence for 4 years. This is the fourth year we've had the Backpack Buddies. It is an extension of our backpack donations. The community, you know, when we were donating backpacks, they asked us if we had a program where the kids could participate after school or during the weekends. And so that's how the Backpack Buddies evolved. And so it's a mentoring program for 4th through 7th grade students. And we have a few kids who have been in our program since its inception for the past 4 years. So it was great to see the relationships with the mentees and the mentors grow and flourish over the time period of our program.
Oh, that is awesome. Again, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line this morning is Cassandra Jackson. She is the executive director and founder of the Backpack Project, Inc. nonprofit organization. We're talking about some of the things that the organization has done since its inception in 2009. Now, I just wanted to point out something, and I want you maybe to elaborate on it. When we think school supplies for kids, some people may not think that's really, I mean, not that they don't think it's a big deal, but it is a big deal, and there's something that happens with the children when they receive a backpack and school supplies. And can you talk about that with the children, and how are the children that you distribute the backpacks to selected? Does the school inform you of the students who need them, or are there people who are listening now if they want to have the Backpack Project come to their school? How does that work?
So we generally work with Title I schools, and those are schools that where a large percentage of their student body receives free or reduced lunches, and that's based on the poverty level. So we try to help the kids who are in the most need of our services.
Okay.
And a lot of kids in these neighborhoods, we specifically right now work with wards 8 and 7, ward 7 and 8. But, you know, we would support anybody that is in need of a backpack. But oftentimes these kids are just trying to get through the daily struggles of life, right? So their families may, not that education is not important to them, or the fact that, you know, them wanting to have their kids ready for school is not important, but they're just sometimes, most times they're just focusing on living, or just focusing on feeding their kids and trying to keep a roof over their heads.
Right.
So in those situations, education and being prepared for school comes secondary just because of the current circumstances in which they're living. So that's where we come in and we make a difference. We provide support in that area where families oftentimes don't have the resources or the means to do that. And we've noticed, you know, if you just think back to when you were a kid and just having all of the basic necessities needed on the first day of school, or even just how you felt to have a new uniform. You know, a few years ago, uniforms weren't the standard. So if you had a new outfit to wear to school, a new pair of shoes, just the, how that helped in your self-esteem and how that, you know, energized you to be ready for school. I mean, I think oftentimes people take just small things like that. They don't recognize the seriousness of it or how it would affect the child who would not otherwise have the capacity to have those things. And so what we try to do is support our kids in that. You know, it's just, it's, to you, it might be just like a backpack or just school supplies, but to a kid that does not have the means to have those things or to be prepared for school like their peers, that means a lot. And it affects them in terms of how they view school and in terms of how they're ready for the first day of school. So we just try to support them in that.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line this morning is Cassandra Jackson. She is the executive director and founder of the Backpack Project, Inc. nonprofit organization, doing great things in the community for children in need, especially not only giving backpacks during the school year and school supplies and helping children with uniforms, but we also touched on earlier, you also have a mentoring program. And tomorrow you have your mentoring program kickoff, and let's talk about that.
Sure. So as I mentioned before, the mentoring program is called the Backpack Buddies, and is an extension of the Backpack Project. And so we service the same kids that receive our backpacks in the mentoring program. And the goal of the mentoring program is just to connect the kids with loving and caring adults who would support them in their educational efforts. And then the second component of that is to provide an opportunity for these kids to experience the Washington, D.C. area and all of its resources outside of their communities. Because a lot of times the kids are just living in their communities and dealing with the stresses that come with living in poverty-stricken areas. And so our mentoring program provides an opportunity for them to get out of their communities and see what else this area has to offer. So it's a great program. I'm not just saying that because I created it. I'm just saying it because it is. We've seen a difference in the kids that we've helped over the past 4 years. And, you know, we're just looking for volunteers to help us in those efforts. And so tomorrow we're having our registration and kickoff event for mentors. We're always looking for mentors. We always need mentors. And tomorrow's session is an opportunity for people who could be interested to come and hear about the program and sign up to be a mentor for this coming school year.
Wow, that is awesome. Again, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line this morning is Cassandra Jackson. She is the executive director and founder of the Backpack Project, Inc. nonprofit organization. Not only are they helping children in need with yearly school supplies and backpacks, but as we touched on just now, there is also a mentoring component to the organization, the Backpack Buddies. And you mentioned that tomorrow is the mentoring kickoff program. So where is it going to take place and what time is it? And is there registration that's needed?
It's going to be at the Pepco Edison Art Gallery, and that's on 8th Street, Northwest DC in the Chinatown area. And it'll be from 6:30 p.m. to 8. And interested people will have an opportunity to come out, hear about the program. You'll be able to meet some of our current mentors. Some of the kids may be there, and, you know, you'll be able to sign up and register for the upcoming school year. The program is very easy to volunteer for the program. It's one Saturday a month for 9 months. So it's just 9 Saturdays out of the year. We meet from 9 to 1, and we provide breakfast and lunch for the mentors and the mentees. And we participate in activities throughout the city, recreational, cultural, and educational activities, all geared towards providing opportunities for these kids to experience life outside of their community.
Right. And again, the Backpack Buddies Mentoring Program kickoff takes place tomorrow, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Now, is it necessary to be there the entire time, or is it like a fair where you can, like, come in and go? How's it going to be structured tomorrow?
So we'll have information there. It's sort of like an open house format where you will come in, get information about the program. I'll be there speaking about the program, and I'll be able to answer any questions that people may have. And then you just sign up to be a mentor. There's a background check everyone has to go through the D.C. public schools. It's very simple. We try to make our mentoring experience easy, you know, not as restricted as a lot of mentoring programs, and simple, because the goal is to just provide support for these kids and to just show them that somebody cares. So it's very grassroots. We do it as a family, and we're just looking for dedicated people who want to make a difference in the lives of our kids.
All right. Again, if you are just tuning in, you are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line this morning is Cassandra Jackson. She is the executive director and founder of the Backpack Project, Inc. nonprofit organization. And right now we're talking about the upcoming, well, actually it's taking place tomorrow, the Backpack Buddies Mentoring Program kickoff. So if you are listening and you like to give back to the community, you like working with kids, this is a great opportunity. And that was one of the things that I also wanted to touch on. Not only are the kids getting something from this by having a mentor, but the volunteers are definitely rewarded as well, aren't they?
Definitely. So we have a few mentors, volunteers, that have been in our program for over the course of the 4 years. They've formed relationships with their mentees. And they, you walk away with a sense of accomplishment. Every Saturday, you know, after our session, we get together and we talk about, you know, the positives of the session. And we do it as a group. It's an extension of our families as volunteers, as well as it is of the mentees' families. And so that's what I really pride myself on in terms of this program, is that we're creating another family to support these kids. And in that, the volunteers are getting something out of that as well. Not only are they seeing that they're making a difference in the lives of these kids, they're also networking with other mentors and volunteers. Our staff is all volunteers, so they're networking. We're all networking amongst ourselves, and we're all providing support to these kids. I think sometimes people want to volunteer and donate their time, but they're a little hesitant to do it because of the restrictions. So you have to work within this restricted guideline on how to mentor a child. And that's not what the Backpack Buddies is about. We're a family, and that's how we approach the kids. That's how we approach our programs. And it's actually a lot of fun. And it's only 4 hours, one Saturday a month. And you would be amazed at how much of a difference that makes in the life of these kids that we're supporting.
Wow, that is awesome. And if someone is listening right now and they'd like to find out more information on the Backpack Buddies mentoring program kickoff that takes place tomorrow, they can find out the information on the website, or is there a phone number that they need to call?
Yes, so our website is www.thebackpackprojectinc.com. So you can go on the website and find out information about the mentoring program, or you also can call 202-603-5336. You know, you can find out information that way as well. The kickoff is tomorrow from 6:30 p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. and it's at the Pepco Edison Gallery on 8th Street Northwest.
All right. Again, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. Our guest on the line this morning is Cassandra Jackson. She is the executive director and founder of the Backpack Project, Inc., nonprofit organization doing great things for the children in the community in the D.C. area. Not only that, also the organization provides mentoring opportunities. So if you are listening, you live in the D.C. area. Do you have to live in the D.C. area? Because I know we have people who are listening who might live in Maryland or Virginia. Can they still participate?
Yes, yes. We're watching D.C.-based nonprofit organization. So our volunteers are from the Maryland, D.C., and Virginia area.
Okay. Now, one question that I have, how do you go about matching the mentors with the students?
So our mentoring program is for students in the 4th through 7th grade. And so a new mentor would come into the program, and we would match them with a 4th grade student.
Okay.
And we do same gender, unless, you know, the mentor specifically asks for something, you know, if they want to mentor the opposite gender. So our goal is to pair the mentor with the student in the 4th grade and continue so that they can continue that relationship through high school and on to college.
So the commitment is not just 9 months per se, it's 9 months and just continuing as long as they want to.
As long as they want.
Okay.
But the initial commitment is for 9 months. Yes.
Okay. All right. Again, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. Our guest on the line is Cassandra Jackson. She is the executive director and founder of the Backpack Project, Inc. nonprofit organization. And if you like more information about the Backpack Project, Inc., you want to find out more about the services that are offered, perhaps your school or community has students in need and you'd like to find out how the organization can assist in your community, or if you'd like to find out more information about the mentoring program for the Backpack Buddies that kicks off tomorrow, you can go to the website, and the website address again is
www.thebackpackprojectinc.com.
And again, tomorrow is the Backpack Buddies mentoring program kickoff. Is it necessary? I know you gave the number earlier, but can people just go to the Pepco Edison Place Art Gallery tomorrow in Chinatown?
Yes, we'll be there starting at 6:30 p.m., and so it would be great for people who are interested to just stop by and hear more about our program, have any questions that they have answered, and just sign up. That's the first step in the process, to sign up to note your interest to be a mentor.
All right. And again, if you're listening and you like more information on the mentoring program or you just want to RSVP, you can also call, and the number that they can call?
202-603-5336. 5336.
All right. Well, Cassandra, I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning on DMV Spotlight and letting everyone know about the wonderful things that the Backpack Project, Inc. nonprofit organization is doing, and especially informing the community about the upcoming Backpack Buddies mentoring program kickoff that takes place tomorrow. Now, if there's one thing that you would like our listeners to take away when they think about the Backpack Project, Inc. nonprofit organization and why they should possibly become a mentor and come out tomorrow, what would that be?
Yeah, I would say that there is such a huge need right here in Washington, D.C. Our kids are suffering in terms of they're lacking in resources and just like adult support and care for their general well-being, but most importantly for their educational success. And so I think that's the one good foundational thing that the Backpack Project, Inc. brings, in that we are truly in the community trying to make a difference. And so if you're looking for an organization where you can volunteer and you can see firsthand where your efforts are making a difference, I would really invite you to seek us out and volunteer your services with us. We are in desperate need of volunteers. There are a lot of kids in need of our support, and so the more volunteers we have, the more we can do to make a difference.
All right, and if you'd like to find out more information on the Backpack Project, Inc. nonprofit organization, you can also go to the website, and the website address again is?
It's www.thebackpackprojectinc.com.
All right. Well, thank you again, Cassandra, for joining us this morning on DMV Spotlight. It's been really great having you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. And that will conclude this week's edition of DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani, and I'd like to thank you so much for joining us this morning. And as always, if you're part of an organization doing great things in the D.C., Maryland, or Virginia area, and you'd like to be featured on an upcoming edition of DMV Spotlight, when you get a moment, go to our website, mix1073.com. And there you can click on the link that says DMV Spotlight and send us all the information regarding your organization. Thanks again for listening to DMV Spotlight, and have a wonderful day.